when you come from a family of professional musicians, you can also be a professional musician. In the family nucleus of Anita Grapp, there are enough relatives who play wind instruments and strings.
Both my parents are flutists. My godparents are flutists. I have one brother who plays French horn in the Indianapolis Symphony and another brother who plays violin and viola as a chamber musician.
Graf is a professional cellist and has already taken her music as a soloist and chamber music musician to many places. After completing her studies, Graf knew of the different options to develop her professional career, and she began to make the transition to chamber music musician and soloist. The pandemic also shaped her career.
There's a few different avenues you can take in music. You know, you can become an orchestral performer, you have to learn to be a soloist, a chamber musician, as well as oftentimes an instructor and a teacher. And having all of these elements of our career field in your life in any way is pretty great. But I kind of fell into the solo and chamber music path simply because, especially with the pandemic, I couldn't make music with a lot of other people, and I had a lot of time to focus on my own work and how I could still share that.
Graf started doing much live streaming and recording as a soloist because of COVID-19, and then it transitioned into live performing. Her family and mentors persuade her to follow that path.
I love all kinds of music, but I've always been drawn to chamber music and other types of smaller ensemble performances, just because it teaches you so much and you get the chance to work with so many other really fantastic musicians on a really intimate level.
She will be performing at Vesper Concerts this weekend, and she is bringing a great pianist with her.
Will be entirely music for cello and piano. I'm playing with a really fabulous pianist with whom I collaborate often named Louise Chan. She's also based here in Chicago, so that's kind of how we've gotten to know each other. And we've been on the road this fall with the same program, just kind of crisscrossing the country. We just got back from Southern California. We were also in Florida a few weeks ago with the same program. But basically, we're just looking to provide audiences with a fun, cathartic, joyful, moving experience. So we've worked really hard to choose works that are contrasting and complementary to each other in different ways from different time periods as well.
Graf will be performing arrangements made by her. Also some staples of the repertoire like Beethoven's 4th Sonata, Mendelssohn's 2nd Sonata, and compositions by Amy Beach, a composer from the early 20th century who was constrained in many ways by the limitations of her time.
Because she was a woman, she was not encouraged to compose or perform by her family members or her husband. And it's really only because her husband died early that she enjoyed the prolific career she later did, and why we're experiencing kind of a renaissance of her music today.
The concert is this Sunday, November 6th at 3 p.m. at Presbyterian Church of the Cross. For more information, you can visit vesperconcerts.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.